League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's time for some Tommy despair for once. He's had too much too much happiness. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast. Oh, my God, Hungarian post-qualifying podcast edition. George Russell goated edition.
What on earth?
What, Tommy, the WTF1 founder, the founder of my heart. How the devil are you feeling on this in this current moment?
Yeah, we're recording this genuinely about, what, a couple of minutes after quali, like, 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm still in shock because I think it's more surprising that it was obviously out of nowhere. They obviously topped Q1, but there was talk, oh, they're on softs and everyone else, and it didn't look like they were going to do it. And then there was no other moment where it looked like they were going to get pole or even second row. I think that's the biggest surprise. They didn't even look like they're going to be on the second row. You're thinking, well, it's going to be the Ferraris and Max, and then maybe Lando or Alonso. And then no, George out of absolutely nowhere on the last run as well. Didn't even save it for Q3. The very last run out of nowhere, a dry session. I don't understand what happened. I don't understand how that can happen, how it can be such a surprise in a dry session when we've not seen it at all. And we were doing the PPP yesterday, and I think in the title is that Merck were terrible. And here we are.
Genuinely, we spoke about how bad Mercedes were. And let's talk about the reasons why. Why have they taken a step forward, Tommy? Is there anything particular that's changed within, I don't know, magical onesie powers that could potentially have given Mercedes some sort of good car?
Yes, my wife bought Hamilton onesie, and sure enough it comes out the wash, and Mercedes are no longer washed.
Well, it's easy, you know, obviously that, you know, the magical powers can't be completely accurate, but it has a Mercedes logo on there, you know, easily, you know, two Brits, it's just gone to the other Brit. But that's, I mean, Hamilton had a DRS.
If Hamilton wins tomorrow, I genuinely am freaked out, like, beyond.
No, 100%. I am coming to your house and burning the Verstappen onesies. Genuinely, I will do it. And I will happily allow Mercedes to get back in the title fight. That would be not a title fight, but back in, obviously, at the front, because that would make things very interesting. And I was actually saying to you at the end, which, by the way, we are live on Twitch right now. Hello to over 3,000 of you watching on the WTF1 official Twitch account, watching this live podcast. But I did say, roll back to last year, the reaction we just gave to a Mercedes in a dry session getting pole was like Nicholas Latifi topping FP3.
It's because I said, oh, well, Latifi's topped more sessions than Mercedes and Hamilton. And then Hamilton pops in P1 in Q1. Russell gets pole. They took it personally. And there you go. It's wild. Honestly, I cannot believe it. It's insane.
We're both buzzing because obviously British bias.
British bias.
Absolutely. You know, Charles Leclerc being that well-known Brit, as is Max Verstappen. But just having that ahead of us for this race is something really exciting. Now, before we go into Q3 as a whole, I think we should firstly mention what happened earlier on in qualifying, the first part of qualifying. Nicholas Latifi sticking a purple sector in and still finishing 20th. Only Gotifi things, huh?
I know. He messed up the final sector, but was still 0.3 off Albon in 17th. So I don't think he could have got a purple sector done a decent lap, and I still don't think he was getting out the session. So very odd. What an odd day of motorsport and Formula One. This circuit, by the way, is unbelievable for shocks, surprises. Weird stuff happens here, like no other circuit, I feel. And sure enough, I mean, again, like you say, we're here. Who'd have thought the end of last year we'd be here going, I can't believe it. Mercedes are on pole. This is the biggest shock of the season. But it genuinely does feel like that, because we were questioning when we got into the session whether they'd even make it into Q2. That's how bad they were. And wow.
Genuinely, I think we were like, oh, yeah. I think I said like at the start of the Twitch watch, and I was like, yeah, they look like they're probably going to get about 13th and 14th or something around that. That's kind of where they looked they were after FP2, and they're on pole position.
Yeah, can I, just because you're going to fire it back at me in a moment and we'll talk about Verstappen's face, so let me just get one in there.
Here we go.
That Red Bulls are 10th and 11th and Ferrari still didn't manage to luck out the front row.
All right, mate. All right, calm down. Second,
Leclerc's probably, this is probably Leclerc's better chance. Maybe it's his master plan. He's like, no more poles. I need to not be on pole anymore.
To be fair, third, you're probably getting a better run off the grid than if you're in second on the dirty.
Dive bombs
off the racing
Russell
line
into turn one.
Could happen. I mean, the pace of the Ferrari looked pretty frightening on Friday. On the medium tyre especially, they seemed to be like 8/10 clear of certain rival. I don't know if it was that far ahead of Red Bull, but they were certainly a lot quicker than
miles
than
clear,
anyone else. So they don't need to rush anything with George Russell, really. It's not like they've got Verstappen and Perez breathing down the necks. This has, dare I say it, a Ferrari 1-2 written all over it.
Clip that now, chat. Clip that now.
But whether it will actually be it,
yeah,
is another matter.
Oh, they have to take a 1-2. But, oh, dare I say it, Sainz has out-qualified Leclerc. And what do they do about team orders? Because we said that they need to now give Leclerc every result. But if Sainz is looking to win again, what do they do? Do they say, oh, Leclerc, you binned it in the last race, we've got to give the drivers an equal chance, even though he's far behind? They're in a pickle there if that happens. As if
they're not in a pickle. Don't make the pickle. No one likes pickles. Throw them away. Just literally swap them and let Leclerc win the race.
Insane though, isn't it? That it's not unfair to say that Sainz has not been on Leclerc's level at the start of the season, and Leclerc and as if he's managed to stay within that points gap because of failures and mistakes and stuff, and he's there. And as if now he's like on that point where he could potentially like take some points off him. Now they're quite close, and it would be Leclerc's luck, wouldn't it? If Sainz ends up winning, what is the gap now? Would it be enough for him to take the lead on Leclerc? I don't think it would be, would it?
If it was a 25 point swing, yeah. But obviously, if it's like 8 or whatever, I love how Twitch chat have just all come in with, well, actually, I think pickles are delicious. Oh
yeah,
deep fried pickles.
Yeah, pickles are great.
Nah, jog on. Yeah. Come on.
Pickles, right. Best bit of a burger.
Look, if it was a boring qualifying session, I may well have dived into that a little bit more, but we actually had quite a lot going on. As you're looking up the championship standings, Tommy, what have you seen?
No, you keep going.
You're still looking. Okay, I think, to be fair, for future post-quali podcast, PQPs, we should have a washed section and then a non-washed section. But obviously non-washed is they've had a good qualifying, washed.
26. Okay. It's a 26-point gap. Okay, so he needs to
win
fastest lap and Leclerc to stick it in the wall again.
Shut up, Tommy. Don't you dare put that into the atmosphere. How dare you, you disgusting human being. But yeah, I think we should have a washed member of the week. Like just someone from quali that's been particularly washed.
Okay.
And my notification? My notification. My submission is Pierre Gasly.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, to be fair, he had his track deleted, but then still.
It's Perez,
between
it?
Perez and Gasly, I think, personally.
Yeah.
But yeah, 19th for Gasly after he had his lap time deleted. Just ahead of Gotifi, and Sergio Perez obviously out in Q2 with an
weird incident, by the way. We had the opposite of Austria where they deleted his lap time and then went, oh no, actually he was in, and then gave it him back, but it still wasn't
what
enough.
A mistake to make, by the way. Like, what are they using to measure this, and I genuinely think it must be
so
people's eyes.
Geosensor doesn't work.
or sensors that are dodgy, because the off-board camera obviously showed that he was not off. And I think without that off-board camera, they probably would have got away with just deleting the lap time. But Red Bull have seen that and gone, he's still on the white line.
So, yeah, very weird. Yeah, we could see it from the replay straight away. Like, no, he's well and clearly on there. So I'm just looking at Twitter and I just can't believe George Russell's on pole. It's absolutely wild. But yeah,
I can't believe it either.
But yeah, speaking of Red Bull, after all that, I mean, Verstappen, in those early sessions, we were like, how is he in the battle for pole here? Because it didn't look like he was going to get it. And then, yeah, problems at the end, and he's only starting one place ahead of Sergio. That's if we don't know yet what's happened to his car. Could he take penalties, engine penalties? Who knows? But my word, fascinating. It's made for a great race, and it spiced up the championship a bit with Verstappen being down. I know I'm far too
say,
happy for you, Ante. It's probably annoying you.
It's actually really irritating me. But the only reason you're buzzing this much is because he's 63 points ahead. If he was maybe 30 behind, you'd be like, God damn it, stupid.
I won't be happy when I've realised that me throwing a Mercedes onesie into the mix is completely cursed Verstappen. He never wins a Grand Prix again, like you said in the last podcast yesterday. And you're like, what if it jinxes Verstappen and he goes completely downhill and then his car breaks? Yeah! Great.
What is Grace going to wear tomorrow as a onesie?
I think, my wife's got dibs on the Hamilton one, so Hamilton win, masterclass incoming.
I swear to God, nah.
If he does, that would be
you
insane.
Are no longer allowed to be an F1 fan if Hamilton wins with the power of the onesie,
powers,
for sure.
Yeah.
Also worth mentioning, Lando Norris up in P4, which was very good from him. Outqualified his teammate by 6/10 of a 7/10 of a second almost. Oh no, 6/10 of a second, sorry.
Almost a non-story, Lando being fourth, which shows how good he is at the moment.
He was only just under 4/10 off George Russell's pole.
Wow. Yeah.
Oddly very poetic, impressive. By the way. George Russell on pole, ahead of Carlos Sainz, by how much?
63?
No. 44,000.
44.
It's like, I wish my teammate was here alongside me. So instead, he had his interval at 0.044. And Lewis could have easily been up there or around there if that's the pace that, for whatever reason, the Mercedes was showing at the end of Q3. Now, Tommy, back to away from poetry and on to Max Verstappen for a second.
Okay, go on.
All right.
Give it to me.
Obviously, he had his problems.
Yeah.
We don't know whether... I'll hedge my bets that him messing up the first lap wasn't due to car problems.
Yeah.
Did he bottle it slightly?
Yeah, I guess you could say it probably is...
Bottle sake
of the season.
I'm just trying to wind you up. But
yeah. Yeah. a lock up for Verstappen is about all people get now these days, isn't it? So
what is it with him in Hungary at the moment, by the way? Like obviously last year being bowled out, this year.
Maybe it's
as well.
Part of the plan that he's let Bottas out qualify him this year. Especially if it's going to be wet tomorrow.
That's my God.
It's all the Max master plan.
Wow, please tweet that. That will absolutely bang. Oh my God. He's preempted Bottas bowling.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's incredible. Love
master
that.
Master plan.
Please tweet that, Tommy.
That'll be
incredible. So it's Russell ahead of Sainz, ahead of Leclerc, then Norris and Ocon. Ocon beat Alonso after all of this. Alonso, I mean, to be fair, I predicted Alonso second, but that was because I thought it was going to be a wet session, which it never was. And Ocon ended up out-qualifying Alonso after all that. And
Ocon's so overrated. Alonso's amazing.
And Ocon's been decent this year.
I should just not talk during sessions, is why.
You should not talk, and you should not choose the outfit for your baby.
Yeah. Ugh. No, Alonso was mega, but yeah, as if Ocon pipped him. Obviously, crazy to think last year's winner. Very small margin, but Alpine, again, they're going to be continuing that nice little battle with McLaren where you've got Alpine's right behind Lando and then Danny Ricks just a little bit off. But hey, he's made it into Q3, so it's something.
He had a go at me for being patronising in the Twitch stream that we were doing. Watch along earlier. Hey, he made it to Q3.
Yeah.
Yeah, not quite good enough, I don't think, from Danny Rick, really. With his teammate up in fourth. Needs to be... I mean, there's a 2.5-tenth gap between Norris and Ocon. Just slot in there, my friend, and you're starting P5. But unfortunately, he's down in ninth, just ahead of his old teammate, Max Verstappen. Also worth mentioning very quickly, obviously, Aston Martin having the rear wing upgrade that they brought didn't work at all, really, did it? 14th and 18th. Vettel obviously losing a bit of confidence, I imagine, after that crash he had in free practice, but
yeah it's not
as good.
No, not great. How many times have Aston Martin just been out and just qualified so badly? Saying that, Lance Stroll 14th, I'm sure we'll not notice him in the entire race, and he'll be 8th on the final lap, and you go, oh, Stroll's 8th.
So true.
Tends to happen
so
all
true.
The time.
It genuinely will happen. It may be 10th, but he will he'll pick up a point somehow. Tommy, got anything else you want to add to this PQP?
PQP? Can we have the race now, please? Because I'm so excited for it. What a grid. I guess I'm just in shock that a dry session has delivered the mixed-up grid we wanted, because you could argue that if it shuts down with rain, you're probably getting... Stappen on pole, Leclerc second, Sainz third, Alonso fourth or something. Whereas we've got a more mixed up grid now. So it can be fascinating to see what the Ferraris do. Mercedes, though, they've looked all right in races, haven't they? They've just not had the quali pace. So on a track that's difficult to overtake, George has surely got to get his elbows out. How do you think he plays it at the start? I think he's got to be aggressive.
100%
elbows. He's got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. I think he will get done one way or another because of the fact he has two Ferraris behind him, which can split strategy or do something to try and get track position. So I don't think Russell wins tomorrow, but strong chance that he could beat one of the Ferraris.
Yeah, especially with their strategy.
Don't rule anything out with the fact that it could rain as well. So... we do not know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
what is the weather forecast tomorrow? You chat away.
I think it was supposed to be less rainy than today, and we didn't really get much rain during quality.
Yeah, I jinxed it by going, we're probably not going to have a session. I'll rain in the morning, so it'll rain during the F2 and then dry out.
All right. So, it'll rain, wash away the grip, make for a green track, and we'll see how it goes.
To be fair, we don't want a fully wet race anyway. Like sometimes it can be really dull, like Turkey or whatever, where it just rains all the time and no one can do anything. So,
definitely.
If we have a nice little green track, or maybe even they start on Inters or something, that'll be fun.
Juicy. Right, Tommy, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are, I was going to do a Katie one then, like really looking forward to the race. Hungary's underrated. Give it the love it deserves.
Yeah, my final thoughts were actually quite similar in the fact that I genuinely think that the track is decent. It's produced quite a few entertaining races over the not that many year span when you look back. And I think it does deserve its place on the calendar, to be honest with you. I would drop definitely other tracks that are currently on there over this one. So, right. Tomorrow, we will be live streaming on Twitch. WTF1 official. So come and check it out. Myself and Tommy. Tommy from 10th. Me from 3rd. We'll see how it goes. And,
we're in the cars.
Yeah, we genuinely
swapped out our driver. It's a special WTF1 access that we've got.
Yeah, this is how big we've got now. Thank you very much, Tommy. Thank you to everybody watching live on Twitch. Hashtag WTF1 podcast if you want to get involved in the discussion, send any questions in. And of course, we'll be live on Twitch tomorrow. We'll have internet special reactions out tomorrow on YouTube as well. We'll have our podcast live for those that are member of Team WTF1 on Monday. If not, we'll release that on Tuesday. We've got loads of content coming before the summer break, but we've also got content coming in the summer break. We'll see you very soon. Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.